The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You're listening to the Clare Byrne Show on News Talk. Should someone be kicked off a flight for playing music without using their headphones? Well, it's what one American airline is saying that they're going to do now. So should everyone start doing the same? The Lewis, the Dart, the bus, in your car? I'm joined by Associate Professor in Psychology at the University of Limerick, Dr. Aisling O'Donnell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
I know you've done a bit of work on why people do this and why people get so annoyed with people who do this. So you're hardly surprised now that it's getting to the point where you have an airline, United Airlines, saying they're going to remove passengers who play audio out loud on their phones.
No, well, I mean, as far as I know, this is the first airline to bring in such a rule. But I think other organizations have already brought in such rules in the last few years. And it's really interesting because previously we didn't have formal rules about this. Usually it was governed by just regular social norms, which are the unwritten rules for how we should behave in social situations.
Yeah, it has become a really strange phenomenon. And there's people texting in about how people are taking calls now on speakerphone. And I see this a lot, particularly in supermarkets, probably because that's where I spend a lot of my time. And they're walking around with the phone held up in front of their face, either on a video call or on an audio call on speakerphone.
Yes.
What do you think has given license to people to do that?
I think there's so many factors coming together. And some of them are just about what is possible now and what kinds of ways we use technology. So video calls are now the norm. Engaging with social media through videos is generally the norm. And also, you know, phones don't even come with headphones anymore. So I think all of these things give subtle cues to the fact that you can be on your phone the way you normally are in private, in public places too. The technology makes it quite likely that that will happen.
Yeah, I have a listener who says they work in a small ladies' clothes shop, and when anyone comes in with a phone on speaker, either on a call or playing music, we immediately put the music system up to full volume so that they get the message. And their theory is that people are using phones as a crutch nowadays in case they might have to interact with the human being in front of them. Is there anything in that?
Fascinating. It's funny, isn't it, to hear, like, I suppose a contrast to the formal rule, like you're going to be thrown off the aeroplane, people also have their own ways of more informally policing to indicate, well, you're not supposed to be doing that in here because we're going to make it really difficult for you to do so.
But do you think people are using the phone as a crutch now so that they won't have to interact?
I think that people have become really used to using the phone a lot of the time. So that, I suppose, they're used to engaging with friends and with influencers who they follow through the phone so much of the time. And so will be just so used to having it in their phone all the time. Whether they're actively avoiding somebody else is harder to say.
Mm-hmm. But what you have found as well is it's not just in the cultures like America, perhaps even here, where you might expect this practice to happen. But this is happening internationally.
Well, that's one of the things I thought was really interesting about seeing this announcement, to be honest, is that I suppose, you know, you're so aware of what's happening in your own context. I think we can probably all remember the first time you came across somebody playing a video out loud or their music, perhaps on public transport, and were really shocked by this. And then as it starts to happen more and more, the norm around what people are used to doing and seeing has changed. But you could be forgiven for thinking, oh, it's just where I live, like it's just in Ireland. And then we saw some UK companies speaking up about it too. To see it happening with an American airline made me realise, oh, it's getting pretty global. Mm-hmm. Now, it could still be that it's more typical in individualistic cultures like ours. I would be somewhat surprised if it's just as common in collectivist cultures, but that is an open question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. What about the dilemma when you're on the Lewis or the bus and somebody is watching a YouTube video, for example? You know, do you turn to that person and ask them to wear headphones or to turn it down or to switch it off? Or is that inviting trouble? Or does it take a certain personality type to decide that they're going to be brave enough to have that conversation?
I think that's such a good point. And the thing is, how do we get to a point where some of us are still governed by a norm which says, you know, you're not supposed to be playing your things out loud for everyone else to hear, while others have become used to a new emerging norm that it's okay to do so? The only way we know what's acceptable is by what other people are doing and other people are tolerating. So if nobody speaks up and says, hey, you know, we don't all want to listen to that, then the new norm continues to be reinforced because nobody's objecting to it. Now, the thing is, to speak up and basically police it yourself and say, hey, I don't want to hear that, that's also breaking a norm, you know, just of non-confrontation. So it's uncomfortable to do. And the sense is that mostly people are not doing that. But if we could become comfortable with challenging it, then we might be able to change the new emerging norm.
So our default is not to confront people. Is that it?
Mostly. Now, as you say, it will depend on personality type and perhaps, you know, our comfort in that situation.
OK, we're getting a lot of messages on this, but I'm going to bring you this very thoughtful one. This is reflective of us as a society, how we've digressed in the last 10 years in terms of our either deliberate ignorance or just general lack of respect for others. The self-entitlement that has manifested itself in us as a species and fuels our ever-growing trends towards narcissism is breeding humans who simply do not care about your own personal space. And this listener says, I'm in my early 40s, so this isn't fuddy-duddy talk, but the fault lies with the bus companies, the restaurants, the coffee shops, the airlines, the train companies who need to police this, and they've all let it slip. They've allowed this. Now, there's a lot to unpack in this, but is there a growing trend towards narcissism and people who don't care about the personal space of others?
I think it would be impossible to completely answer that, but there's just an awful lot, as you say, going on in it. There certainly seems to be a case that people are either unaware or unconcerned with what were the original norms. Like we usually don't have to know what it is. Nobody has to tell you, you know, it wouldn't usually be the thing to play your music out loud on the Lewis, for example. And yet now we do need to do that. And so that listener picked up on the fact that, okay, it used to be the case that people would know this, but now organizations need to put rules in place. Mm-hmm. And in some ways it feels strange. I do think there's some speculation that perhaps our sense of how to be in public was disrupted somehow when we couldn't be around each other very much during COVID, that perhaps norms became unclear. And the scripts, the kind of the script for how we behave in certain social situations might have become less clear. Now, as you say, it can be considered due to selfishness, but we normally expect that to vary between individuals as opposed to being, you know, a whole culture.
There's another element to this as well, Aisling, which I find fascinating, that if an organisation like the Lewis, because I can see the sign now as I'm talking to you, which tells you in that graphic that they have that you should not be listening to anything on your phone if you don't have headphones on, that people are very willing to just ignore that. That's sort of new as well, isn't it? That, well, there's a rule in place, but I don't have to obey it.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, if there is an official rule and people are still doing it, that's actually different again than just the unspoken expectation that you wouldn't do it.
So now we have to get to the point where you have, like the airline is doing, a punishment in place that if you insist on doing this, you're not going to be allowed to be on this plane. That's taking it to a whole other level.
It really is, and particularly with an aeroplane as opposed to a train, for example. It'll be interesting to see how that's enforced.
This listener says, my mother always answers her phone on speaker so that she can hear the caller. When I ring her, I always ask her where she is so I'm not broadcasting my personal business in Aldi or in Tesco. That's something we haven't considered either. If you're answering the phone and you have it on loudspeaker, there's a sort of a privacy issue for the person who has called you or who's on the other end. You need to say, I'm on speakerphone and I'm in the company of X, Y and Z. That's another part of this, isn't it?
It's so true. And I think in years gone by, people would have announced that they had put you on speakerphone, probably because, they would have some other purpose. They would want you to be heard by the other people there. Whereas now for some people, that's become the norm as well. And the thing with any kind of a norm is it can be like a universal one, like one for politeness and not putting other people out. But also they can be specific to particular groups. So there could be particular groups for whom it's become really normal to answer on speakerphone or alternatively to play music out loud without concern of who's going to hear it. And if other people like you are doing a particular thing, it becomes more likely that you will also think it's acceptable to do.
Okay, more messages. They are flying in. My brother always makes WhatsApp video calls and always has the phone on speaker when he receives calls. This drives me crazy. I always decline his calls when I'm out and about in public for this reason. Here's another one. I was in a bar recently watching a match and there was a lad who was easily in his 30s blasting videos on Facebook sitting at the bar. Thankfully, the barman told him to turn it down. He threw a strop, downed his drink and left. That's the thing. You see, if you confront people, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. He downed his drink and he's left. But you never know how people are going to react. And it's a risk that you take, isn't it? If you're going to say to somebody, can you turn that down or off?
That's exactly what it is. And obviously, in that case, the barman is in some degree of a position of authority because he's an employee. And so he's imposing that as a rule. And it was still brave to do so. But you can imagine then just private citizens going about their business might be even more wary of doing so because they've not got, I guess, the organisation to fall back on and say, you know, that's our rule here, for example.
And a listener tells us you can be fined for playing sound out loud on your device on public transport in France, but I have never seen anyone enforcing it. And this one, when I was growing up, parents told us how to behave. Kids are being brought up now allowed to play their devices on trains and restaurants. How are they going to grow up knowing that it's not acceptable? Well, in my experience, and this is just anecdotal, it's the adults doing this. It's not children. It is adults walking around the supermarket on the phone on speaker. It is adults watching YouTube videos on the Lewis and on the bus. Would that be your experience as well, Aisling?
Certainly. I mean, obviously, it's a little bit compounded by the fact that adults usually are the ones who have their own device, although not always. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely. You know, even when we come to different age groups, there might be the temptation to assume, oh, it's young people and that they're being selfish or so on. But as some of your listener comments showed, it can be any age group.
It certainly can. In Singapore, apparently, you're not allowed to use your phone on public transport without earphones, and it is adhered to 100%. So they've got it sorted there. Aisling, thank you so much for being with us. That's Dr. Aisling O'Donnell, who's Associate Professor in Psychology at the University of Limerick. If you want to get anything off your chest about people listening to their devices without headphones, we are here to listen to you. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. It drives me mad, in case you haven't realised that. There is no need for it.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.